Welcome to OnTap Daily for June 11th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So the big story today is one of those research findings that forces you to rethink some fundamental assumptions about how brand loyalty works. The Gale Agency published a report called The Preference Economy, and the headline number is this: 56% of consumers are now comfortable delegating the entirety of their brand communications through AI, not just asking AI for product recommendations, delegating their entire relationship with brands to an AI intermediary. And nearly one-third have already instructed an AI assistant to prioritize certain brands over others. Think about what that means for the average e-commerce marketing stack. You've spent years building email nurture sequences, personalized on-site experiences, loyalty programs, retargeting campaigns. All of those assume the consumer is directly engaging with your brand touchpoints. But if an AI is screening and summarizing your communications on the consumer's behalf, they may never see your carefully crafted subject line or your dynamic homepage banner. Gale CEO Andrew Noel put it bluntly: consumers are saying they'll trust the large language model to be their filter between them and a brand. The practical implication is that your brand needs to be what I'd call AI legible. Your products, your content, your reputation, your structured data, it all needs to be parsable and trustworthy to AI systems. And on that note, schema.org this week started showing adoption metrics for each schema type, so you can now see how many sites are using specific structured data elements. That gives you a competitive benchmark. If product and offer schemas are widely adopted in your category but you haven't implemented them, you're at a structural disadvantage in AI-mediated discovery. Now, at the same time all of this is happening, there's a fascinating pushback forming on the other side of the equation. Major publishers are pushing Common Crawl, the non-profit that maintains one of the largest web archives used for AI training, to stop collecting and sharing their content. If that effort succeeds, AI systems could lose a key source of the training data they rely on for products and brand knowledge. It's a tension that's going to define the next year of AI commerce. Brands need to be visible to AI, but the content ecosystem that feeds AI is under pressure. Meanwhile, a German court ruled this week that Google can be directly liable for false claims made in AI overviews. The case involved AI-generated text that tied two publishers to scams despite no support in the linked source pages. For e-commerce brands, this is actually potentially good news. If AI platforms face liability for inaccurate recommendations, they'll likely become more cautious and more reliant on verified, structured data from authoritative sources, which gives well-optimized stores an advantage over competitors with thin or inconsistent product information. Shifting to the macro picture, inflation hit 4.2% in May, the highest in 3 years. Energy prices drove more than 60% of the spike, with gasoline up 40.5% and fuel oil up nearly 59% year on year. But the increases are broad-based: apparel up 4.8%, shelter up 3.4%, electricity up nearly 6%. Consumer sentiment has hit a four-year low, according to the Numerator Consumer Sentiment Tracker. For e-commerce merchants, this is the environment your customers are shopping in right now. Price sensitivity is elevated, and that makes it even more important that your value proposition is clear and your pricing is competitive. This is also the backdrop for the summer sale wars, which brings us to our next story. Walmart has moved its deal savings event to June 22nd through the 28th, directly targeting Amazon Prime Day, which also moved to June this year. Target Circle deal days will run June 23rd through 26th. For independent merchants, this compressed summer sale period creates both a challenge and an opportunity. The challenge is competing for consumer attention against these retail giants. The opportunity is that these events prime consumers for spending. They're actively looking for deals, which means well-timed promotions can ride the wave of increased purchase intent even if you're not on those platforms. On the partner side, the Hoover ecosystem continues to mature. This week's Mage Dispatch highlighted a Hoover compatibility checker that helps merchants and agencies quickly assess which of their installed Magento extensions have Hoover compatibility modules available. This has been the number one practical barrier to Hoover adoption: the uncertainty around which extensions will work after migration. Having a dedicated checker tool significantly reduces the scoping risk for migration projects. The Hoover default theme also hit version 1.4.6, and the consistent release cadence shows a healthy development velocity. Combined with recent releases like the Klaviyo Reclaim integration for Hoover Checkout and the legacy modal compatibility module, the ecosystem is systematically closing the gaps that early adopters had to work around.
Also worth noting from Shopify's developer changelog, they've updated headless checkout authentication documentation to use the new SSO equals silent parameter instead of logged in equals true. This is a documentation-only change with no functional impact, but it signals Shopify's ongoing investment in cleaning up the headless commerce developer experience. Existing checkout URLs using the old parameter will continue to work. The thread connecting everything today is the growing importance of machine-readable brand identity. Whether it's AI assistance managing consumer brand preferences, schema.org making structured data adoption transparent, or courts holding AI platforms accountable for inaccurate claims, the message is the same. Your brand's digital footprint needs to work for machines as much as for humans. The merchants who get this right are building a durable competitive advantage. The ones who don't are becoming invisible to a growing share of their potential customers. That's your ONTAP Daily for June 11th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.